ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the madcap, Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much, Rhea. I'm liking madcap. I mean, that sounds quite good, doesn't it? I mean, it's nothing too evil or too nasty. So it's quite good this week. Yeah, happy with that.
Yeah, I was going to use nefarious, but then I thought, no, because you're not really that evil, just kind of a little bit.
I'm a bit like Gru from the Minions.
Oh, yeah. Well, madcap it is. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the early 70s.
Late 70s, but close enough.
Look, last week you made sure to mention the exact year, and I'm just bringing you down to earth a bit.
Yeah, that's granted. Can I also just say as well, like a very clever lady done my background this week, so I'm looking a lot more professional, so hopefully, fingers crossed, I will act it as well.
A very clever lady.
Yes. Who could that possibly be, Rhea?
I don't know, because nobody's ever described me that way. Right, we've had a busy week this week, and unfortunately, it is not all good news. What's going on with the US?
Yeah, so with the USA, since March last year, there have been stringent rules on who can enter and who can transit the USA to a third country from the Schengen area, UK and Ireland, Brazil, China, India, and South Africa. So a quick recap is that crew with a B1, B2, or a C1D visa joining a yacht in US waters can travel into the USA for work. Anyone wishing to transit the USA to a third country needs to have a C1D visa to be able to do so. No tourist travel has been allowed from these areas for coming up to now 15 months. There had been hope, obviously, in the last couple of weeks that this decree would soon be rescinded, especially as Europe had been opening up to US passengers. However, hopes were dashed this Friday when the US Secretary of State announced in a press conference in Paris that it would be premature to open the US borders for tourist reasons anytime soon. The Secretary of State also went on to announce that the US would not come under any pressure from the European countries or the airlines who are desperate to get travel between the areas operating again. The only advice they're willing to take is that from their own medical advisors on when it will be safe to open the borders once more. When pushed for a date as well, the Secretary of State refused to be drawn into an argument with it and refused to put a date in place. Now, unfortunately, this is not the news that we all want to hear at this time, but with everything travel related, we will keep you up to date on this show when there are any future developments with regards to tourism travel to the USA.
Do you know, it's really interesting because that was one country that waited so long to actually react. And now that they have reacted, interesting. But, you know, once again, politics, and it's not my strong suit.
No, it's strange because... the chatter and the way it was looking was that the US were going to reciprocate exactly what Europe are doing, because a lot of the countries now are allowing vaccinated US citizens to come in for tourism reasons. A couple of countries are even letting unvaccinated US citizens come in, provided they, you know, show a PCR test. So for the US to so publicly put out there, look, they're not prepared to do it anytime soon. I mean, that is a real sort of turn that we weren't in the travel industry expecting, that's for sure.
And New Zealand. I mean, wasn't it just Australia the other day? They had another outbreak.
They did indeed, yeah. So unfortunately, on Saturday, the 26th of June, the government of New Zealand announced that quarantine-free travel to and from Australia would be paused for 72 hours. The quarantine-free scheme, known as the Trans-Tasman Bubble, was put on hold due to multiple cases and outbreaks in Australia, all in differing stages of containment. Opened in late April, the Trans-Tasman Bubble allowed for quarantine-free travel from all Australian states and territories to New Zealand. This was also reciprocal, allowing Kiwis the ability to enter Australia without needing to isolate for a certain period of time. However, the pause has come into effect for all travel to and from Australia. The hold came into effect, as we said, on June the 26th at 22:30 New Zealand time and will last until at least 23:59 New Zealand time on Tuesday, June the 29th. The decision follows updated public health advice from New Zealand's health officials and will be reviewed on Monday, the 28th of June.
And that is a result of what happened in Australia just the other day.
Yeah, unfortunately, basically what happened was an Australian citizen travelled to Wellington in New Zealand, and on their journey back, they tested positive for COVID, and it was the Delta variant, unfortunately. So it's been a bit of a mad scramble. Wellington has gone to tier level two, so more restrictions in place for that. And also on top of that, Sydney have had an outbreak, which has spread. I think they had about 31 community cases yesterday. So New Zealand have put a hiatus on the Trans-Tasman bubble. There's going to be news tomorrow. In all honesty, I've got a feeling it could be delayed a little bit longer, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, there was a limousine driver that tested positive. I guess he picked up some international travelers, and it was against all laws because he was supposed to be vaccinated in order to be doing his job, and he wasn't, and he caught the Delta variant and spread
it. Exactly right. He did, yeah. I think he was actually ferrying around the air cabin crew. That's who he was ferrying around. That was his job to do so. So you would have thought it would have been they would have all been vaccinated and it would all been, you know, good and fine, but clearly not. I guess it's like everything, is that there's going to be issues that crop up. It's just a matter of how you work with them, and you know, hopefully, fingers crossed. This is only 72 hours. After Tuesday, we'll get back to having a Trans-Tasman bubble, because it's worked really well up until this point. I've got to say, you know, I talked about my experience on it 2 or 3 weeks ago when I went to the yacht show, and I've got to say they were brilliant. It was a brilliant, brilliant trans bubble, which worked perfectly for me personally anyway. So hopefully, fingers crossed, like I said, it's just a minor blip and it'll all be back up and running again on Tuesday.
Nice. Well, hopefully they caught it in time. And the UK.
Yeah, so the UK crew have been given more foreign holiday options, with Spain's Balearic Islands, Malta and Madeira among the destinations added to the green list in the latest update to the UK's travel light system this week. Changes to the policy are made based on the COVID-19 situation in different countries. Now, notable countries on the green list this week include Antigua, the Balearic Islands, namely Ibiza, Mallorca and Menorca, Barbados, Bermuda, Madeira, Singapore and the Turks and Caicos Islands. The changes come into effect at 4 a.m. on Wednesday, the 30th of June. People returning from a country on this list will not need to quarantine and will only be required to take one test 2 days after arriving in the UK.
That is good news, especially, I mean, you know, right now I feel bad for crew from the UK, because not only do they have to navigate this whole Brexit thing, you know, that's hard enough on its own. And then you throw in, you know, where you can and cannot go, especially in the hot yachting spots like the US and the Balearic Islands and the coast of France, and all the issues there too. Yeah, it's pretty difficult to get to and from where you want to go.
It is, yeah. UK crew do seem to have been hit quite hard, you know. They do tend to pick up a lot of the different variants that are going around with regards to COVID, you know, for whatever reason. Again, I'm not going to get political because it's not my bag. I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you. So, they have been hit hard. And like you say, on top of Brexit as well, they've got to then understand the whole new rules with, you know, signing in, signing out of countries and all the rest of it. So it's a tough time for them at the moment.
Yeah. And Canada has some good news.
They have got good news, yeah. From midnight on July the 5th, Canadian citizens and permanent residents who have received two shots of a vaccine approved by Canada will be able to enter the country, foregoing the obligatory two-week quarantine, granted they test negative for COVID. However, the authorities say they want to wait until at least 75% of the eligible population have been fully vaccinated before opening the borders for other international travellers. Now, for the Canadian citizens to skip isolation, they need to have been fully vaccinated 14 days or more prior to the day of arrival. They must also take a first PCR test no more than 72 hours before landing back in Canada, and this must be followed up by a second test after arrival. Passengers must also have a quarantine plan in place just in case the test should come back positive.
Well, that's good news. And Singapore Airlines.
Yeah, so Singapore Airlines Group have launched a voluntary carbon offset program. The program allows customers on both Singapore Airlines and Scoot to offset their carbon emissions via dedicated microsites. For the first 6 months from the launch of the program, the two airlines will also match the offsets. Singapore Airlines says that the offset project selected a high-quality carbon offset projects which have a proven and measurable impact on communities and their environments. Now, such projects will include protecting forests in Indonesia, supporting renewable solar energy projects in India, and providing efficient, clean-burning cook stoves for rural families in Nepal. Now, the dedicated microsite for customers will be available in late July 2021, with corporate customers able to participate in the program from the fourth quarter of 2021.
Great news. If more and more airlines did that, you know, what a difference that would make.
Yeah, exactly right. They're getting there. I mean, it seems to be a slow rollout, I've got to say, with airlines and carbon emissions and all the rest of it. But, you know, hopefully with Singapore Airlines coming aboard, that may be the push that other airlines need to follow suit.
Well, we had a whole slew of crew questions, but it was all surrounding the same concept this week.
It is. So it's something that Blue Marine Travel, we've been asked numerous times over the last few weeks. Basically, what is the IATA travel pass and how will it help with regards to travel during the COVID pandemic? So as such, I thought it might be a good idea to give a brief overview of the travel app and what it's designed to do and how it will work. So the IATA Travel Pass app is aiming to become the go-to digital health passport, which will contain all your vaccination, testing and travel requirements. The app allows travelers to upload all their data onto the secure app. This includes a copy of your physical passport, which will be used to link vaccination records and test results. This also allows labs to directly send results to the travel pass. This should, in theory, prevent any false reporting or fraudulent reports being put on there. Once you've uploaded your passport and taken a test at a verified test location, or proven that you are vaccinated and got your results, you're all set to go. Basically, you'll get a big green tick on the travel pass, which allows airlines to quickly verify your health details and allow you to proceed to check in for your flights. This, hopefully, in theory, should alleviate any long queues at check-in when getting ready for your flight.
And that has become an issue because I've been seeing reports where people have faked their tests and fake their passports or whatever, and it's now becoming an issue. It's a new business, as it were.
Yeah, basically, I guess fraudsters and all the rest of it with COVID and being locked up, I've had to find new ways to try and fraudulently make money, shall we say? And this is clearly the perfect way to do it. So, I mean, we've heard some stories with us with regards to certain doctors, shall we say, who are giving out vaccination reports and all the rest of it. So, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, this app will be able to eliminate that as well.
You know, the thing is about that, you're putting other people and yourself at danger. You know, why would you want to fake something like that? Like, I understand the desire to travel, I understand the need to travel, but why would you, you know, it just seems counterproductive, really.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense, especially if, I mean, these people who are traveling, we know that tourist travel, you know, has been scaled right back. So you tend to find the people who are traveling are business travelers or you know, people who have to travel for a reason. So like you say, why would you take the risk in faking something like that? Because one, if you get found out, for sure, airlines are not going to touch you with a barge pole. You're not going to be flying anywhere. You know, so that's a massive risk that you're prepared to take. So.
Yeah, insanity. Well, you know what? It's the human race, right? If it can be done, we'll try and do it, even if it's wrong.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're all just fallible people.
Yeah. So, Lee, well, thank you very much for that. I mean, some of it was bad news and, well, some of it was bad news.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of good bits in there. I mean, it's not the best of weeks this week, unfortunately. Fingers crossed, hopefully, next week. We'll be back to good news.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you know, the one good news that really sort of stood out to me was the Balearic Islands and certain areas becoming more accessible for UK crew because, you know, like I said, they're having a hard time of it now anyway. So the ability to sort of travel back and forth and do their dock walking and whatever else and look for work, you know, they need that break at least.
Indeed. Exactly right. Yeah. Like we keep saying, you know, the more places open up, fingers crossed, hopefully, and with the vaccine rollout starting to kick into gear, then, you know, we can get back to, I hate using the phrase, but the new normal, I guess.
No, we will get back to the new normal. And I'm not even sure what that's going to look like or what it is. But yeah, I guess there's one coming. We'll see.
We will do indeed. Yeah, it's going to be interesting times anyway.
It is. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.